Consolation. For Willie Edwards, Jr., murdered January 23, 1957, outside Montgomery, Alabama. If we could take them back, swinging by the little kitchen shadow on Jefferson Street and waving them in as they were, Livingston, Alexander, Britt, and York, piling together on the back bench seat of some Rambler or Packard or 56 Chevy we found just to take them back. Maybe Boyett, too. Maybe Boyett in front, beside the wheel, cruising up Ripley and Traction Streets to Lower Wetumpka Road, past the tangle of railroad, but not quite to Chisholm. If we could be waiting in a semi by the road, writing this poem by a pen light, and waiting for Livingston to come with his gun and pull us out and take us back to the idling car. If we could not look at each other until the door closes out the moon, till the car starts cruising west back through the rail yards, maybe catching Race Street to give the boys one last tasteless laugh before turning north along the L and N. If we could take some comfort in the 8 humming cylinders that will pull us to 100 before they'll notice, if we could take their punches and jibes and maybe cry and beg for mercy just to take them back and not let up when we turn onto old 143 toward the river, feeling the gentle tug of the engine along this levee of road, and maybe just catch a wink from each other in the rear view as the moon clears the trees and lay the needle down, gunning through the barricades and road closed signs and up the amputated ramp where the bridge should be. The bridge where you stood that January night, 1957, a gun in your side, knowing you didn't do a thing, knowing the river gives more than a gun, knowing how cold and hard the water's going to hit. If we could see them seeing the bridge is missing, feel them feeling this terrible pull. If we could take them down, untangle their names from ours, maybe we could, for a minute, rejoice that no one will ever fall from this height again. No one will tangle 3 months in the river and be raised up anonymous and accidental. Maybe we will swim from the wreck as no one drowns and stand from the water inside our names, ours at last, this poem in our pockets like a charm we turn as we walk home again, gleaming in the delicate light of the bright, unfalling stars.